here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. We've been through all the life experiences, and you can't beat us, so there.
Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please, and share. Yay, thank you.
Subscribe.
Okay, so what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about the interesting topic and the question of why is Dan the Zerino? I can't pronounce his name. Sorry. God dang it. Bilzerian. What is his background? I don't even know what it is. Bilzerino. That's what I'm going to say. Now, right, obsessed with attention and sex. Ooh, this is an interesting topic. Oh, yes, it is. Okay, so it starts off with our conversation is point number one, he possibly grew up with nothing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes what happens is with some celebrities is they go through overcompensation, right? Mm-hmm. So they come from absolutely nothing or struggling, and then they overcompensate. And I made a video. I can't remember which video it was, but if you look at one of my videos, I said I have no problem with people having a nice life. That's fine. If you want to have a farm and enjoy your wealth a bit because you worked really hard to get there, that's cool. But at the same time, when you overcompensate all this stuff and then hide behind material possessions and we believe that it's going to make us happy, will it? Is that the question, eh?
Train wreck.
Yeah. So there's that point. There's the point of, let's see here, fighting for attention with his brother. Maybe he went through some sibling rivalry growing up. Not enough attention getting from his parents, so maybe he's like fighting for attention that way because he enjoys getting attention. And you mentioned earlier about how men, and I know how men oftentimes have rejection issues.
Oh yeah, rejection issues is real. It's real.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of guys.
Yeah.
That do not take rejection easily.
I don't know why. Honestly, crazy. I feel like women are better at handling rejection than men. I'm not sure why this is, but I just, not that women don't handle rejection well, because I'm the queen of not handling certain rejection not well. Like, I can handle some rejection well, but then certain rejection I do not handle well at all. Depends on what it is.
I learned to take it well, and there was a time it made me feel some kind of way, and it's like, oh, what am I doing wrong,
Yeah, well, and then also keep in mind, guys, is don't make up rejection in your mind. See what I'm saying? I think sometimes we make it up in our mind that we're rejected when we haven't been yet. And you didn't, like, for example, like dating, a lot of guys don't even try because they're afraid of being rejected. But it's like, but you haven't even tried yet, so how do you even know you will be rejected?
And some people come off wrong.
Right? Yeah.
And you don't realize you're coming off wrong.
Right. You might be come across the way, right. So then you are rejected, or there could be, you may not even be rejected. It could be just like, there's that whole, I like you as a person, mm-hmm. but I don't, think of you in that way, or I need more time. That's not a full rejection. That's more of like a...
Some men are douches, excuse my French.
Douchebags.
Douchebags, and they don't care, and they don't care how they come off of the opposite sex or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And, I got a little bit of money, so screw you. Then I'll go to the next one, act out,
Yeah.
Pout,
because you can't. Have a hissy fit, have a temper tantrum. Right.
But when
does that make you look like a man or a boy, guys?
Right, boy.
Tell me, what do you think? Boy. Boy.
And.
Speaking from a man.
Yeah, boy.
Boy.
And then,
you don't look like a man.
Especially,
it's not going to turn on a good woman, I'll tell you.
Mess around and get a few dollars in your pocket as a man that grew up, no attention, can't accept rejection, and you grew up like that, and you give somebody like that a few dollars, oh, it's on. Mm. Like what's that singer name? I'm a Dangerous Man with some money in my pocket.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know who the singer is. I mean, I know who it is, but
he said, I'm a Dangerous Man with some money in my pocket.
Yeah.
Keep up. You know.
Yeah.
You know, so he wouldn't even say things like that. Oh, in Dan's mind, he's dangerous with some money in his pocket. You know.
Wow. You know? You are phenomenal. You really turn me on. So, but I say this with compassion, meaning there's always a chance to improve yourself, and it's not your fault that you're raised from a crappy background. So there's always a chance to, you know, get better if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to get better.
If you want to get better,
but
no one can fix you. Essentially, yeah. you have to want to do it. Yeah, even if you go to therapy, it takes two to tango. One of my guy friends is studying to be a therapist, and he was telling me it's tough being a therapist. I'm like, therapists have a really tough job because. Mm-hmm. A lot of people come to a therapist seeking them to fix their life. I'm like, yeah, but you have to do the work. It's mm-hmm. like going to school, right? Go to school, you do homework. Mm-hmm. But if you're not doing the homework while you're going to therapy, what's the point of therapy? You are wasting your money, technically. Mm-hmm. So, like, you completely wasted that session of therapy if you don't do your homework. So, FYI, guys, if you're going to therapy and you're not doing your homework, yeah, you wasted $100. And then another point is, why is he obsessed with sex? Well, again, it's kind of connected to the attention issues. It could be that he was molested at a young age. And because studies show that when you're molested at a young age, you become obsessed with sex. It's kind of like a side effect. So one of my guy friends admitted to me confidentially that he was molested by his own mother at like 12 years old, which was horrendous. He was telling me this story. I was like,
it happens.
And I think it happens to a lot of guys, and my heart goes out to you. Genuinely, seriously, it's not funny. It makes me really angry and upset to hear about this stuff. There's a lot of bad women in this world, and I'm sorry. You know,
both sides, men and women, when you learn, whether it's your friend, your relative, when you hear about their background, how they were sexually abused when they was kids.
Yeah.
You know, they grow up, don't know what feelings is.
Right. Well, exactly. Because they like they touched it and they felt like it's just numbing. Yeah. Like it numbs you. So if you make love, you don't feel, if you have sex, you don't feel any love, even if you do care about the person because of that.
Mm-hmm. They only into the sex for the orgasm part. But as far as the what you feel, and like we said in one of the other videos, how you should learn how to fall in one each other's personality.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think that's what the real part of love is. You know, I want to fall in love with the way you are as a person.
Yeah, and you can fall in love with, when you guys are, like, guys, when you feel really in love with someone, you fall in love with their physical features their personality. Because I know it's hard to believe, but you can find the whole package.
Right.
You can find someone that you're attracted to, where you have that lustful feeling, as well as they got the whole package. Woo! And you actually are turned on more because they have personality that you're attracted to, plus the physical features. It's a wacky idea, I know. Mm-hmm. and he lost his virginity in 8th grade. And I feel like as a society, we have lost innocence, which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And no judgment to people that have lost their virginity early, but guys, we have to, like, remember to keep some sort of innocence, for God's sakes. Like, for example, I'll give a perfect example. I had a friend of mine that I found out lost her virginity at 14, and she caught herpes, and she's on medication for life. For life. Forever.
Wow.
So, that's crazy. Sex sounds like all fun and games, but then the reality sets is when you have sex with anybody, you could be catching stuff, and I honestly don't, like, I'm not attracted. I don't find Dan impressive at all because, like, I think to myself, my God, how many things do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, no judgment because, you know, again, he was raised a certain way, but I find that to be repulsive.
Mm-hmm. And who knows when his first time...
And where have those women been?
Yeah, his first time drinking alcohol. Yeah. I remember drinking alcohol at 13 years old. I remember drinking alcohol at 13 years. I used to go to my buddy's house, and his granddad had some bourbon in the cabinet, and we knew where it was, and we would be in there, you know, sit down and stuff like that. And it don't have to be alcohol; it can be other stuff too that lead into sexual encounters.
Right.
And so now, you don't got all your wits about yourself and you're whatever you are high off of or drunk off of, and then you've already been molested as a younger person, and then next thing you know, you get booze or some kind of drug in your system, and next thing you know, I listen to a lot of interviews.
That makes me sick where, to hear people getting sexual molested girls, at such a young age.
Girls are out there at 11 years old being pimped out. Sometimes their parents, you know.
Well, their parents don't help any, too.
Yeah, their parents that's stuck on drugs or whatever, and whatever boyfriend they have, they would let the boyfriend go in onto her young 11-year-old daughter.
And then it breaks my heart, too, because they don't even know their self-worth.
Yeah.
And please do check out my video on that, too. But I always emphasize it's good to have humble self-worth, because sometimes I feel like we come across a bit entitled and obnoxious when we're like, I know my worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you just look like obnoxious. Mm-hmm. So, like, humble self-worth, like knowing your worth, but be humble about it.
Like we talked about the other day, you're always a product of your environment, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of stuff that what was done to you when you were younger, you end up doing it to other people as you got older, you know.
So. I will give you guys a good example too. Is like the player mentality gets lame when time catches up to you. Keep that in perspective, because if you are, I know someone. I don't know him personally, but I know of a 60-year-old something man. Who's walking around like a pimp and he's single and you just kind of look pathetic looking around for someone to bang, to be honest with you.
Right.
You look really pathetic. So now it's one thing if you've gone through a messy divorce and like totally different situation. So like I said, I believe in second chances and, you know, sometimes stuff happens and I'm all about helping the single people of many ages, you know. But when you look like a pimp in the 16, 7 years old and time catches up to you, you just look pathetic.
You know, the crazy
thing is, it's not even attractive, I feel like.
Yeah, the crazy thing is they don't even know how stupid they look.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's the world we live in. Some people think that's attractive, believe it or not.
Yet he's still single, though.
Huh?
And yet.
Mm-hmm. Some people think that's...
loneliness catches up to you.
Mm-hmm. That's the anything. That's why another thing I don't like about trends. Any trend that's being set, people jump all over it. I don't like trends myself like that.
Well, there's good trends. Remember, you always talk about dual, right?
Yeah,
there's
dual
good,
meaning.
There's good.
Yeah.
There's good dual trends.
Yeah.
And there's trends that are like, what in the world is
in
this?
In other words, my point is, some people, like especially with Dan, some people think that's attractive. Some people think that's oh, wow, you know, especially younger women, too. You know, money is involved and stuff like that. And he appeared that they have
lame.
A lot of money.
It gets lame.
Yeah.
Big whoop. You don't impress me. I'm sorry. What impresses me is self-awareness. Success comes with money. That's my philosophy. You know, like I want a man that's going to give me hugs and teddy bears. It doesn't have to be a teddy bear. I'm just using an example. But, you know, like, you know, and obviously successful. Have your freaking stuff together or be working towards it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be a baby.
Right, exactly.
My assistant told me he pays prostitutes to pose. So it's very possible that he went through therapy because he has money. He went through therapy and got all of these things, but he's just paying to make a show because to get a rise out of people and make money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, which I find to be also pathetic.
Yeah. Like I said, when they got some money. Yeah, well, I've seen these big names all the time.
Yeah.
A bunch of women with them, NBA players. You know.
Again, you look pathetic when you're doing that 60, 70, 80 years old.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Keep that in perspective. Okay, so in summary, everybody, what is the lesson? Yes, what is it? Yes, correct. The answer is to be obsessed with attention and sex. Is that going to love? No. Is that going to lead to fulfilling relationships? No.
No.
Is this going to lead to hugs and teddy bears and lovey-dubbiness? No. So speaking from an ex-player and, you know, listen to him and also listen to me. I'm a woman. So again, if you want a good woman to stay by you, till you're 60 and 70, 80 and 9 years old, and you can look back in your life and be hugging and cuddling with your lovey-dovey lady and be like, oh, I love you so much. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you'll be happy that way. So, okie dokie. So, in summary, yeah, like, it's not gonna, attention, sex is superficial. You want the right kind of attention. You don't want superficial attention. Because you can get sex anywhere, and you can't find love out anywhere. Okie dokie. And you can find the lust and the looks, the lust and the looks and the personality and the whole kabang together. It's very possible.
Some people are nymphomaniacs. They can help.
Yeah. They need help. Yes, they need help. Please do get help if you're watching me. You know, please. Seriously. That's it. Okay. Good day. Good night, people. And sayonara. Peace out. Okay. Bye.